Oasis Audio presents Letters to Katie by Kathleen Fuller. Read for you by Anne M. Richardson. Chapter 1.
Aw, Catherine, this is so shay!
Catherine Yoder smiled at her best friend, Mary Beth Shetler. She'd spent hours working on the baby quilt, making sure the tiny stitches were as perfect as possible for Mary Beth's new baby.
I'm glad you like it.
Of course I do.
Mary Beth touched the soft flannel quilt, running her fingers over the pale yellow, blue, and peach blocks. Each block had a ragged edge, a new pattern she hadn't attempted before. The simple style was well suited for a baby, and Mary Beth's was due in a few weeks.
I love it.
Mary Beth folded the quilt and placed it on her knees, her expanded belly barely allowing the space.
Thank you for such a beautiful gift. Although I don't see how you have the time, working so many hours at the restaurant.
All I have is time.
She pushed the self-pity aside and managed a smile. She didn't want to ruin the moment between them with jealousy. Unlike Mary Beth Shetler, Catherine didn't have a husband, and soon a child, to take care of. Outside of working at Mary Yoder's and helping her parents at home, her only other pursuits were her sewing and needlework. She was always busy, yet longed for something different, something more. Apparently, God had other plans. Mary Beth managed to rise from the chair in her tiny kitchen. Her husband, Chris, had built the four-room home behind Mary Beth's parents' property. The dwelling resembled a dowdy house, and likely would be used as such once the rest of Mary Beth's siblings, Johnny, Caleb, Micah, and Eli, married.